Please be seated. And if you would, take your liturgy book and open to page 30. Last 3 weeks, we've been discussing the so-called pre-communion prayers, and we're on the fourth one. And this one, if you remember from the second one, we said that was a hymn, actually, that was lifted from Holy Week and repurposed as a pre-communion prayer. And the same same thing holds for the fourth prayer that begins, "Receive me today, Son of God." I want you to shift your mind now to Holy Thursday morning, where we do the Divine Liturgy in remembrance of the Last Supper. Okay, so this is actually a hymn that's used many times during that service. So just think about now the Last Supper. So it was repurposed from that service because it speaks about Holy Communion. So we use it like every time we take communion, we can read this prayer. So now if we look at this prayer carefully, there are four persons involved. There's the person saying the prayer, me or you, receive me today, Son of God, the object of the prayer. And then there's two others. There's Judas and the so-called thief or the robber. And some people have a hard time. This could be a little confusing prayer. What it says, "I will not reveal your mystery to your adversaries." What is that? What is that meaning? What mystery? What adversaries? I think the key to it is just reading what's in here. I think it's, I'm not going to do what Judas did. I'm going to do what the robber did. So what did Judas do? He betrayed Christ. He went and told the Jews where they were going to be meeting secretly, okay? And, you know, and he gave the kiss of betrayal. So it's just those things. I don't think it's anything other than I'm just not going to be like Judas. I'm going to be like the thief. Judas did these things. The thief, the robber on the cross did these things. I think that's all it's saying. So especially since it's in Holy Week and those are the events that we're commemorating. So now, we call it the mystical supper, mystikos dipnos, which is the Greek word. Mystiko could also mean secret or private, but it can also mean mystical. And we call it the mystical supper because it wasn't just a supper. It was a supper. We call it, in English, the Last Supper. It was the last supper they had together before the crucifixion. But we call it mystical supper because it was at that meal that the Lord instituted the Eucharist. And he said, take, eat, this is my body. Drink this is my blood. So that's why we call it mystical, because it was something more than just a plain supper. The word here, it says, "And as the thief, I confess to you," which probably should be "like the thief." And it should, instead of thief, the correct word is robber. It was not, if you check all the translations of the Bible, except KJV, which is using Old English, the Greek word is listis. The Greek word for thief is kleftis. You know, otan klevo, you know, you go as a thief secretly and you steal something from someone's house or from their pocket or whatever it is. A robber, on the other hand, uses violence, you know, and he goes and he holds people up and he, you know, whatever. So it was robbery that was punished by crucifixion or whatever. He wasn't just a robber. He was a robber, but he was an insurrectionist and he was a terrorist, whatever you want to call it. He was, you know, a resistor in the resistance against the Romans, I guess. A resistance fighter, depending how you want to see things. And so the correct translation would be, "Like the robber, I also say these things." So when you come across thief or robber in the translations, it's meaning the same thing. But don't think that a thief was punished by being crucified. He had to do something a little bit more than that. But we're saying, I'm not going to be like Judas, who was an exalted apostle and the treasurer, but I'm not going to be like him. He's one of the chosen, but I prefer to liken myself to the robber who, in the end, recognize the divinity of Christ. God only knows how. He said a little truth. He said, "We are here justly. We're here. We should be here. We did bad things, right?" And that little bit of truth that he said was enough to open his heart to some divine revelation that this person hanging next to him was the Son of God. He said, "Remember me, Lord. Remember me in your kingdom." Okay, how did he hear the apostle speak? Did he read the Bible? Did he, you know, go to synagogue? Who knows? But it was the truth. So that's why truth is so important. It's the truth, and God can work with truth and sincerity. He can't work with hypocrisy and lies. So why don't we stand now and truthfully pray these prayers.